Hi, Mort.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I got a specific question, I think.
Sure. What's your name?
My name's Hank.
Okay, Hank.
I put together the apology letter, and I read it back to myself, and I thought, "Oh my God, how many horrible things I did!" And I thought it was going to be way too much, so I decided not to give it to my wife.
Okay.
I felt like it would just kind of be too intense, or just reminder of all the crap I did, and so I, when is the apology letter too much or not enough, or I guess
Yeah.
that's my question.
I understand. I've got this question quite often, and I want to congratulate you. In other words, my experience is that it's when people do that apology letter really well that they end up feeling that way. Because, well, let me not get into the reasons why, but let me just suffice it to say that when people do it really well, that's exactly the way they feel. Nonetheless, you don't have to worry about reminding her of all the things you did and the hurt that you caused. Believe me, she remembers. What you will do, though, if you follow through on the exercise well, is you will demonstrate to her that you understand her experience of those events, of those times. And that will accomplish a tremendous amount. The way you're feeling is reflective of the fact that you are on target and about to do a good job. Now, I want to address one thing that I think I picked up that you said, which is you said you decided not to give it to her. That's good because if you listen carefully to the instructions, the exercise is not to give your wife the letter. The exercise is to write the letter in preparation for the discussion. And the letter is really just a leave behind. In other words, after you engage her in the discussion and demonstrate verbally the depth of your understanding of her pain, which you should be able to succeed to do because you spent 10, 15, 20 hours on the letter, then you can leave the letter for her to read. But I've seen too many people make the mistake of putting in all the prep time, as it seems like you have, and then they make the mistake of forgetting why they wrote the letter to begin with. And again, just to repeat, the purpose of writing the letter is not to give your wife the letter. The purpose of writing the letter is to prepare you for the discussion about the content of the letter, the purpose of which is to demonstrate to your wife the depth of your understanding of her pain and to create really an emotional, deeply emotional experience, which will never happen by her reading a letter, but it could happen in a discussion, if in that discussion you're successful in demonstrating your understanding of her pain. Okay? Bottom line is, I understand your fear of bringing up all that stuff and reminding her what you did. I would highly encourage you to follow through with the exercise. The degree to which the exercise is helpful varies from situation to situation, but I've never seen a situation where it's not helpful. I've never seen a situation where it's hurtful. I understand your fear. I've heard it from many people. I really encourage you to follow through. You're not going to remind her of anything she doesn't already know. But you demonstrating that you understand her feelings about what she remembers could be very productive.